The scripture this morning comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Think of us in this way, as servants or ministers of Christ and stewards of God's mysteries. Now, I think our stewards' ears are going to perk up with that particular verse, and we always have our stewardship month in September, so kind of see this as sort of a bit of a preempt. So I know that the stewards have been working diligently on their theme and working on the scope, but I love that. Think of us in this way, as servants and ministers of Christ and stewards of God's mysteries.
We live in a world that loves to take it easy. We want instant results, and we want them right now. Technology has made almost everything instantly accessible. Our entire Western lifestyle is centered around making things as easy, fast, effortless, and painless as possible. Some people are so accustomed to getting everything they want that they just don't understand there is a price to pay for true success. But whether they like it or not, the fact remains: true greatness, great achievements, and real success won't float to them on clouds that suddenly materialize over their heads. If anyone wants to achieve something great and significant, he or she will have to put a lot of hard work and effort into making it happen. When I worked as a school counselor at DeKalb High School, I helped students look at career options. Now, because part of DeKalb students were out in the country, several of them told me that they wanted to become a veterinarian because they liked being around the animals. However, when they found out how high their grades had to be, the types of courses they would have to take in high school, college, and grad school, the number of years it would take, and the cost it would take for them to receive that college and grad school education in order to become a veterinarian, the students usually decided that another career option would be best for them.
We always like to look at scripture and look to see for and look at biblical examples. We have life examples. Now let's turn to scripture. And let's look at Apostle Paul. You know, it has been said that aside from Jesus Christ himself, Apostle Paul probably had the most dramatic effect on all of Western civilization than any other person in history. Paul achieved incredible feats in his life. His epistles alone have impacted world history and leaders. And what he has accomplished literally remains legendary. Now, we don't always think of Apostle Paul in those terms, but it's true. And think about where he started as Saul, persecuting Christians, and then he turns and becomes this incredible force, this incredible voice, a long-term commitment to achieve all that God wants to do through me. It will almost certainly take unbelievable strength and energy to move that vision from the realm of dreams to the realm of reality. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. With God's Spirit working in me, I will see the fulfillment of my dreams. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
One individual who is very famous for talking about dreams was that of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I have some comments that he had made during the years. Human progress is neither automatic nor inevitable. Every step towards the goal of justice requires sacrifice, suffering, and struggle. The tireless exertions and passionate concern of dedicated individuals. I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war that the bright daybreak of peace and brotherhood can never become a reality. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word. Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. As we leave today, Lord, may your love, peace, hope, and encouragement be ingrained into us. Help us to be part of the solution to the problems that we face in our society. Help us, Lord, to come together. Amen.
Honk if you love Jesus. God's blessings on your week.
And don't forget your tomato plants.
And hearts.
Don't forget your hearts and tomato plants.
Three in the ground, that's all I can do.
So as we look at this famous Christian leader in life, you know, we ask ourselves several questions. Well, how did he live his life? And what kind of attitude did he possess regarding his own personal life mission? And what attitude did he possess that enabled him to dramatically affect his world, and not only his world, but our world? Let's go back to that scripture we revisited, because it mentions and it contains some of the answers right within it. Think of us in this way, in essence, think of me in this way, as servants, ministers of God, as stewards of God's mysteries. He's calling himself a servant or a minister. And this has a Greek word attached to it. Hyperetes. It is a vivid term that conveys the essential attitudes necessary to get a job done. I think we call it grit. What does it take to get a job done? It takes grit. Hyperetes. It denotes the essential attitude a person has to have to become successful in any sphere of life.
Interestingly, this word hyperetes, translated servants or ministers here, was used in the classical Greek society to describe low-class criminals. It seems so odd that the Apostle Paul would use this word to describe himself and his attitude towards ministry. I wondered. One question, why would Paul use such a word? And secondly, is he using this word as a picture to make a point to us? Well, Paul used this word because he was a successful man, which sounds kind of strange when you think of Hyperetes, who understood what it took to get a job done. And no word more vividly explains this work ethic than the Greek word Hyperetes. Originally, this word described the very lowest class of criminal. The criminals were so low, so detestable, and so contemptible that they were outcasts and they were removed from society. Often they were assigned to the bottom galley of huge shipping vessels, where they literally became the engines of those huge ships. And the harsh assignments given to these criminals weren't temporary either. They were sentenced to live the rest of their lives in the darkness below the deck, endlessly rowing, rowing, rowing. Their entire existence was devoted to keeping that ship moving towards its ultimate destination. These Huperitas were officially called under rowers because they lived and they rowed down the bottom of the ship. Day after day, their job was to heave those massive and heavy oars forward and backward, forward and backward, pushing them through the water to make the ship move through the sea.
Well, Paul and I love when we call you and we just check in on you, see how you're doing. And you always give us this kind of notion of, well, we're just getting through it day by day. What you're telling us is nothing small. What you are telling us is that you have done and are doing exactly what Apostle Paul did. You are taking up the oar, and whether it's a physical action, whether it's a mental action, whether it's a faith, spiritual action, you are taking up the oar, so to speak, and you are serving him in your most practical way. And you keep rowing, rowing, rowing. You keep walking and talking the faith. I love people who walk the talk, don't you? And when we hear these words of faith, this word of commitment that we're walking through each day with God, you are doing exactly what he asks us to do. Sometimes we watch people who tend to sit and watch others. They're more watchers than doers. And they watch achievers doing the seemingly impossible. Well, if we want to join the ranks of those achievers, if they want to join the ranks of those achievers, you have to do more than just sit and talk about it, right? You have to live out that faith. We have to say yes to what God is urging us to do, whether it's physically, whether it's mentally, whether it's just a phone call to someone. Maybe it's a forgiveness that we need to do. Whatever God is calling us to do, life is hard work. And we need to know that we just don't put up our oars and coast on. That we row our boats. That we finish what God has asked us to do. We need to realize that the secret dream that God has put into our hearts won't be achieved quickly. Whatever that dream is, whatever that need is, it may be an assignment that will last us the rest of our lives. You know, it's something that we keep thinking, you know, shouldn't we be done with this by now? Shouldn't I have learned this lesson by now? But no, you know, it's just like the rowers in the bottom of the boat. They keep rowing day after day, and we just keep giving God our praise day after day, and we may need to just keep forgiving day after day, and day after day. And that's a beautiful thing. And sometimes we think of those in negative terms, like, well, that seems like a whole lot of work. I'd just rather put up my oars and just ride down the stream. Well, we heartily recommend that you mentally prepare yourself for a long-term stint in faith, that you give yourself to the long-term faith walk. It's going to take unbelievable strength. It's going to take unbelievable energy, both mental and physical, to make any vision that God has planted within your heart to become a reality. So maybe what we can do is we think, you know, if we have achieved something, we're going to be great, like Apostle Paul. We're going to be great. The thing is, Apostle Paul didn't see himself as great. He saw himself as this rower in the bottom of the boat who rows day in and day out. Day in and day out. He didn't glorify himself in any way. With each step obedience that we take, with every row of that oar, we will come closer, won't we, to that desired destination, to the ultimate fulfillment of God's plan and purpose for our lives.
We may live in a world that just loves to take it easy and that delights in instant results. But in order to achieve true greatness God desires for us, we will have to be determined, we must be committed, and willing to do anything necessary to accomplish what He has for us. You know, real success just doesn't float to you on clouds that just suddenly materialize above your head. And therefore, I encourage you to make the decision, if you haven't already, to start putting a lot of hard work and effort into making your assignment successful. And it doesn't matter what age you are. It's going to take every ounce of strength you have to make God's dream in your life come to pass. So always please resolve to get started. Maybe even today. Amen.